Hey everybody, and welcome to the 8th episode of Season 3 of the Black History Month edition of Press X to Start.
Woo!
Press X is a weekly gaming podcast about inclusivity and its place in gaming. Games for everyone. And we here at Press X help to break down the walls of exclusivity with our discussions on news, reviews, and all things video games. I'm your host, Marcus Ellison, and I only have one AKA this week. Call me Liam Neeson because I wish a nigga would.
You're blockbuster.
Yeah, you know.
Jordan Bangalore.
That's it?
Right. Oh, yeah. That's my AKA.
Oh, alrighty.
Yeah. Okay. The best character in Apex Legends.
Okay. It's Sean MF Ross.
What's MF stand for?
It smell like broken here. The MF is silent.
Okay.
This is DJ, AKA, did you know that all the reviews for Anthem was on PC and not console version, which is bullshit, AKA, sexy bad choices.
We'll see. We're going to
find
out. All
the people that play Anthem knows what I'm talking about.
All right.
All right, then. So, jumping right into what we've been playing, we're going to start off with an extremely explosive but divisive game with old Jordan over here.
Which one? There's three on the docket that we are.
You know which one.
The one that only you could play.
Oh, okay.
There you go.
Words with friends. Crackdown 3, after many years of development, finally came out a couple of weeks back on the Xbox One. It was attached heavily to the gaming pass. I was able to get about 5 hours.
Okay.
The game's not long. I'm pretty sure I'm more than 5 hours, actually, but the game is incredibly short. It's not terrible. Mm-hmm. Like, the IGN gave it a five, but I think a lot of that was weighted heavily on how not just similar it is to the first Crackdown game, mm-hmm. but just nothing has changed. Mm-hmm. And they took out various game mechanics that's like now strictly unique to the first Crackdown game that came out like back in 2007.
Really?
Yeah. So like, you know, I mean, they try to bring back some other things in regards to, like, your car transforming, which I'm like, okay, that's good. I'm glad you guys finally brought that back because they took that out and cracked down
to. What's it transform
into? Well, no, I mean, like, you had various types of agency vehicles because, like, you're a part of the agency and they're, like, this global police force of, you know, cool people, men and women.
Yeah.
And your driving skill will change the dynamics and the aspects of your car.
Right.
It improves its handling and speed. But that was in the first Crackdown. And this one, you're just given various types of vehicles, like a tank and a car that can climb up buildings, but there's not too many tall buildings in this game for it to
I have a question. Go along the lines of, there's not too many tall buildings in the game.
Yeah.
Is the world broken up like Grand Theft Auto 3, where it's like three areas you can go to?
No. The first Crackdown, it was in fact like that. Right now, you're just on an island with like a couple large buildings in the center of it.
Hawaii.
Yeah.
I feel so bad that
I wasn't working on this game. Don't feel bad for me.
No,
this game was
supposed to be the second pillar the Xbox
exclusives. That became more and more clear like these last two E3s. And when the guy, I forgot his name, but the original main game designer of Grand Theft Auto 3 that created Crackdown 1 left during this game's production, because clearly what happened was there was a clear, you know, divergence in understanding of what this game is to be. Xbox is not considering this game as a tentpole anymore based on its rollout, and they just attached it to Game Pass. Like, hey, you buy the Game Pass now, you're basically playing the game for $2. I'm like,
Xbox
what?
Is considering like, the Nintendo would Switch as a pillar.
Charge $50 for it. I'd be lying to say if I wasn't enjoying certain parts of this game. Like, sometimes
that's good.
You still find it fun.
It would be, because like sometimes I just find myself chuckling. Like, this guy hopped out of this car And I pick his car up and throw it at him. And it explodes. And I'm like, oh, that was hilarious. Like, it was funny.
Was he like getting milk or something?
No, no. He was trying. He was an enemy opponent.
He was an insurgent.
He hopped out of his car yelling at me like, I'm going to get you. I'm like, oh, okay. That's cool. Are you using this?
So this sounds like this car empty. Yeet. It sounds like Saints Row, but with Terry Crews.
Well, I mean,
Saints Row.
Based on the majority of these reviews, it's like so many open world games have come out. This is another game that's kind of trapped in time.
Yeah, yeah.
And if it came out in 2013, maybe people would have been more excited. But
right.
Saints Row, Red Dead Redemption, improved Grand Theft Autos, like it just. This game could be on a Samsung phone for all I care. This game is so
highly specific.
Stuck.
Powered by Android.
Okay.
And as a last concept, I am unfortunately not playing as Terry Crews because there's so many different types of agents. Terry Crews's attributes doesn't fit my playstyle.
He's more melee, right?
Yeah, he's like explosion.
Okay, cool. So what's the next game you've been playing?
The next game I've been playing has been Apex Legends.
Oh, okay.
I've accumulated over 100 kills now.
Oh, wow.
Damn.
Wraith, Bangalore, and Lifeline.
You mean between all three?
Yeah. Yeah. So like, I think the most I have is with Bangalore at like 60 something.
I got like 10 kills.
That's good. You're on the right path. Yeah, no, I mean, I've never ever felt bad after losing a match.
That's good.
Because it's like, you know what? He had better armor.
Mm-hmm.
He was getting the shots in.
Mm-hmm.
I ate it.
Right.
But when you do good and like you overcome, like I'm saying, overwhelming odds, like you take out a squad with your bare hands.
Yeah.
You know, that is what makes this game so, I'm not gonna say it. Well, like I'm almost gonna say addictive because it's like, man, if I just played it this way,
trying
to get that same situation, you know, later.
So that's
on.
A good feedback loop.
Yeah,
yeah, it does.
Right.
They released a new gun recently called the Havoc, and it's an energy weapon.
There's also a gun called the Havoc in Anthem.
I bet. So, it's kind of a cross between a light machine gun and a long range sniper rifle,
okay.
Depending on what attachment she put onto it.
Yeah.
And it can be challenging to use because it takes a while to spool up because of how strong each shot is, which makes sense. But if you get a certain receiver for it, you know, like that really makes the speed up time.
Yeah.
You're basically turning it into a laser gun.
Guns. Oh, I love
pew-pew guns. Highly accurate and very deadly. So,
we talking like stormtrooper laser guns or
No, I mean like just a high rate. Like you think it was a beam weapon, how many rounds is being put out? And I don't think it has an extended mag attachment though.
Yeah.
Extendo. That banana clip.
If it did, then it would be unstoppable. If they allowed you. But yeah, no, the new season of Apex, the first inaugural season of Apex is March 1st, to which they're going to have a new character. People have data mined the code, and they're seeing that six-person teams is an option.
It's lit.
Duos and singles. Like single of one, one versus, 24, or one versus 50.
That's what people are doing anyway.
Yeah.
So, amigos.
So Apex Legends still can't seem to get the skins for the characters that I play the most with. I'm like, why do I have this rare
sounds a lot like Overwatch.
Like,
sounds like Overwatch that way.
I'm like, come on, they know that I'm playing with these characters. They want me to drive that money.
Yeah, you're like, oh, you like Bangalore?
Oh, yeah,
here's
we're gonna
a
reduce
skin
that.
For Pathfinder.
We're gonna reduce that probability factor.
Mm-hmm.
And
keep playing.
Apex Legends, and everyone's like, give us a new map, give us a new map.
Yeah.
I mean, like, not to say that this map isn't one of the greatest Battle Royale maps out there.
Right.
Give us another one. That's to be
fair. I like that you can hide in bushes.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, actually hide in bushes.
Actually hide in bushes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Looking at you, Fortnite.
You can't turn into a building once you get in that work.
So, actually, I also have a Apex Legends story.
Oh.
I I was supposed to play Apex with Avery for like a while now.
Uh-huh. Avery, I'm sorry about our Apex match because what I did was I kind of took ourselves out. I really want to get back to the main screen, but still get some points. So I put us on the ship. I'm like, Avery, we were to live or die, dog. I'm sorry.
Wow.
I didn't want to kick him out the party. I'm like, all right, well, what's the quickest way?
Right.
You can't swim. What's the quickest way to Valhalla?
So, like, me and Avery were supposed to play.
Mm-hmm.
The world conspired against us from playing, so we didn't really be able to make it for like a couple days.
Mm-hmm.
Finally, we got in.
Mm-hmm.
Jumped in. We had ourselves a good time.
Mm-hmm.
That's good.
Died a bunch of times.
Of course, as you do.
The last game
mm-hmm.
we played, we got down to the last three squads.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We were holed up in a bunker.
Mm-hmm.
And
was a ring around the bunker?
Pretty much, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Like, we got to the bunker, and we're just like, all right, we're just going to chill here until the circle closes, and it just closed on us.
There,
like,
there's some killers out there that know the secret passageway and stuff.
Boy. Yeah. So it came down to everyone had to essentially attack the bunker.
Mm-hmm.
And we were like, all right, well, you know, we'll just chill here. We have an eye on each door. We're good.
You think you're safe,
bruh?
You're never safe in that game. Not these days.
Not 2 seconds after that, thermite grenade.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Exactly.
Why is everything on fire?
I had the winning kill with a thermite grenade.
Oh, okay.
I mean, it was weird because
did you hit a person with a grenade?
I thought they had like a heart attack or something. Like, how'd they die? Because like they're behind a tree, we're suppressing them. I'm like, all right, eat. Just throw a grenade over there to, like, you know, keep them isolated to that area. And
they
just, you're the champion, I bet.
They're like, but I'm a robot. But, I can't kill me.
The quality of players is increasing. I've been lucky to be on a team where the actual Apex Legends exist.
Oh, really?
Like, this dude was just hunting people. Like he never stopped running.
Yeah.
Like he did. I mean, it was majestic and terrifying at the same time.
Forrest
he would
Gump
go
with
into
the gun.
An area right. and then his name would pop up on the kill thing and just leave. And he comes back to me and drops a little scope and gets still running. I'm like, oh, thank you.
It's like a murderous house cat. Killing shit and bringing it back to you.
He never pinged, never talked. But he was always around. Like, you just knew to follow him. It's like, oh,
wow.
Man.
Yeah, I like those people.
Like, he ended the match. The most I got in the match was 11, but he ended it with 15. I was like, geez.
That's insane.
That's wild.
Amazing.
All right.
Scary, scary person.
So, Sean.
Yeah.
What games have you been playing?
I'm still playing Spelunky.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
It's a procedurally generated 2D game.
Wow. So, what? Are you just playing the levels over again? Like, how is that? Well, I guess because it's procedurally generated. Then you're
yeah.
not really.
But they have, like, a daily challenge where everybody plays the same thing.
Oh,
so
really?
So you can try to, like, rank on a scoreboard.
Oh.
And they do it daily, and I always make some dumbass mistake. And, like, fall into some spikes or get stung by a bee, and, oh, God.
By a bee.
Like, not the bees! Oh, God!
Yeah.
F it. Turn the shit off.
Yeah.
Turn on Kingdom Hearts.
And it's not much better there.
Yeah, everywhere we turn, this winter has been difficult.
Dang. Okay, so Kingdom Hearts.
Marcus, you're playing Kingdom Hearts.
Yeah, I sure am. I sure am.
Hey, there's a level I heard you got too.
Oh, God.
Give me your impression on that level.
So, yeah, the frozen level is one of the worst things I've ever played in my life. God damn, did that level suck.
Insert expletive here.
It's just, yeah, it lives or dies on whether you've seen the movie. And even then, the stuff that happens in that level, it adds more credence to what DJ said, where there's two types of levels in this game, where there's one where you actually come into an established property and they tell a totally new story within that property.
Yep.
And then they have one where you replay the movie with Kingdom Hearts characters in it.
Right.
And Frozen's that level.
They're on the sideline just kind of watching.
Yeah, right.
Exactly. Literally. Like everything that happens, like, oh, well, look at that. All right.
did they take some of the audio from the movie?
Yes. Oh, but crazy. Worse. Like the English voice acting in this game is so subpar that, like,
yeah, it's not good.
It's so obvious that these aren't the people that.
Well, you know who plays Woody, right? Jim Hanks.
Who?
Jim Hanks. Tom Hanks' brother. Jim wow. Hanks. Wow. So yeah, Jim Hanks. Yeah. Not Tom Hanks.
Yeah.
Jim. Wow. Who has a lot of voice acting work.
Yeah. But yeah, like, so even when, like, they do the Let It Go scene, it's clearly not what's her name singing Let It Go. So it just feels like, oh, this is
made me no difference because I didn't see the movie.
Yeah.
Me too.
You're not missing much.
I'm still in the Twilight, fine. Twilight Village.
Town. Twilight Town.
Oh, that's what it was called? Yeah.
I got to
turn that game off so quickly.
We're both at the Pirates of the Caribbean.
And it threw me off so bad because I was like, Sora looks different, but I don't know why. I'm hearing
all these amazing.
They made it hyper realistic.
Yeah.
I really wish they went a step further with Sora in that world and made his eyes like normal.
Yeah.
Just to be like, yeah, he's a real person in here. He doesn't He doesn't have anime eyes.
Yeah. So yeah. It's jarring with actual somewhat human character models, like, versus this Sora. Final
right,
Fantasy
exactly.
And,
like,
yeah.
You have like
yeah, scary.
Jack Sparrow looking like a person.
Was there a property
Sora
that did something
like
that?
Freak.
That had like anime stuff next to Sonic.
Oh yeah,
Sonic did that.
Sonic 2000.
Would have Sonic next to humans.
Yeah, yeah.
How terrifying that would be.
The most recent Mario game.
Yeah, don't do that.
Where it's just like regular Mario
human. Going down Midtown? No, that's terrifying.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Oh, honestly. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, I mean, I don't know, man. Like,
what
is there left to say about this game?
13 years too soon?
So, I haven't beat the game yet. Actually, during our play, Apex, I was talking to Avery about Kingdom Hearts because he platinumed it. And I was just about it. And I was like, I kind of feel like I'm going to platinum this game. Then I sat and I looked at the trophies. I was like, I don't think I'm going to platinum this game.
Yeah.
One of the trophies is you have to take out 200 of the pirate ships in the pirate's world.
Never been there.
And you don't know how many ships you've taken out because it's not a counter that's in the like appendix for the game,
right?
Which makes not a lick of sense.
Yeah,
because they have everything else that they're counting.
Get out your pen and pad.
Right, basically.
So like at one point I was just like, I'm just gonna sit here and do this until whatever
it pops.
Yeah. And then I was like,
wait, did you say
200
or 2,000 ships?
200.
200.
Okay, that
you
terrible.
Have to kill 5,000 Heartless. It's like, I think it's like 500, 2,000, 5,000 or something like that.
5,000.
Yeah, I got the 2,000. I was just like, oh, okay, cool, thanks.
I mean, well, I bet you that 5,000 numbers if you play the game over again.
Yeah.
There's no new game plus, though.
There's no new game plus now. But real quick. You guys haven't gotten to what I deem as the best part of the game. I'm not going to spoil it, but it is pretty fucking awesome.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
At that point, I was like, oh, this game is great. Followed right after that, this game sucks.
Yeah, I mean, there's still elements of the game that I'm enjoying.
Yeah.
The fact that there's a trash block mechanic in this game bothers the hell out of me.
Right. Oh, I'm at the final world, by the way, just to... Okay. Clear where I'm at.
But you know, like,
where is the final world? Is that Disney World?
That would have been cool.
Orlando, Florida. Yeah, but I got like all the lucky emblems, all the treasure chests, and I've played all the game.
I think you only need to get all the lucky emblems to
get
the secret movie.
Ending. Yeah.
Yeah. So we'll have a review coming out within the next month
or not.
I said that game can fall into the ocean. And I stand by that.
Under DC. Go ahead.
Yeah. Show of Ariel.
All right.
But what you got to talk about, DJ?
So,
Thanks
to Sean, I was able to play Smash Brothers online. Because,
oh. Okay.
I put him in a fam. Again.
All right. So, Smash Online. I like to think that I am a decent Smash player. Smash Online has made me think otherwise.
You're always the best player in your neighborhood.
Yeah,
right.
inside of your domain.
Yeah,
inside
that's
of
real.
Your domicile.
I've put in probably 4 hours.
What
Smash.
Characters give me the work most?
You mean what characters has been like consistently like wrecking my ass?
Yeah.
Cloud.
Wow.
There was one time with Jigglypuff. There was a Dr. Mario player.
Mm-hmm. Dr. Mario player.
Ganondorf player. Basically anyone really. So my problem with Smash Online, and I'm gonna say this, and I know that the experience, yeah, the experience gets better if you buy the adapter, but fuck it, I'm not buying no adapter.
How much does it cost?
I don't fucking know.
You don't have to buy the Nintendo one. You can buy any USB Ethernet adapter, yeah.
But that still involves me buying something.
Amazon, bro.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Anyways, the online lag is hit and miss.
Okay.
But that coupled with the like input lag is so frustrating. Just to go back to the Ganondorf match I had. I was
I gave you the work, Ganondorf. I'm giving you the work, Ganondorf. I can only imagine what you're going through online.
I mean, we could play after this if you want.
I'm going to boost your Apex numbers before I leave. I saw your numbers. They ain't move a week.
Yeah, no. No, they didn't. Because I've been playing other stuff. Anyways, I was playing this Ganondorf player, and I pretty much got to the point where I was like, okay, I can beat him. Mm-hmm. I know that I am skilled enough to beat him, but it is not possible in this match right now because of the lag. And
okay.
Because it right. is so yeah. terrible. Like, yeah. there was multiple times where I just hit a point where I had stopped moving completely and the guy had stopped moving completely. And it was literally a race to who can buffer the move next to get it off the fastest. And it's just like, nah, man, I don't. Yeah.
I played one match online for Smash.
Yeah.
I won. I retired. That's real.
Hey. Also, the ranking is garbage.
So who's number one?
Absolutely garbage. I don't fucking know.
Ninja.
Like you so what? Okay, well,
actually, my question would be, what makes you number one?
You just fight. You just fight and you get into a
your rank
match.
Goes up.
Do you get like a certain pool of points at the end of each match?
It's belief in yourself.
It's not. It's not exactly. one though, because the ranking goes up.
Oh, yeah. That's dumb.
Yeah, it is. So like,
so if I was like a player 1,900,000. Blue, 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 blue. I'm the coolest ever.
Yeah, basically. Oh, like, you never know if you're like top, unless like you're just online.
Then that just
people.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah. So yeah, it's ridiculous. Like I just
that is.
But I mean, I see people playing. I'm like, it looks like they're having fun. I want to have fun.
That's a decision that doesn't care about online competitive play.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's
but
done.
You know, they never moving on to it. The elephant in the room.
Talking about having fun, guys.
Oh no.
Have at it. Because I don't have this game yet.
Solitaire. Solitaire is a great game. No, I'm joking.
Tetris 99.
Oh, actually, that'd be a shame.
Actually,
thing.
I came in a third the other night.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And I was laying in bed playing, so I wasn't even sitting up like being serious.
Really?
Yes.
Marcus is like, you guys better talk about it.
So more on Tetris like that.
Also Civilization 6, Gathering Storm.
I will kill all of you.
All right, so Anthem.
Where do you want to start? There's so many ways we can start with it.
Let's do, because this is still like early impressions.
Very early impressions, and there's going to be many more patches in the coming weeks.
Well, yeah, probably. Mm-hmm. Probably for Jordan's console specifically. No.
The world feels my pain.
So we'll just do like, your positives and then your negatives and then what bugs you've experienced and Jordan specifically, what bugs have you?
Positives involved in this game.
If you can find some.
If I can find some.
Yeah.
It was cool that one time me and my friends did our supers together, you know, the combo of everyone's super.
Did you like cross streams?
No. I'm running, what's that? Interceptor?
Really?
Yeah, because I like the close. I like the close combat.
Yeah.
You know, like endless melee. Is what it has. That's about it. In regards to cons, real quick. This story is white noise to me. The NPCs.
Did you play Destiny?
I did. The NPCs are, and also I also played KOTOR and Mass Effect. So it's like
I know one of those games.
These characters are talking to me. I know they're saying stuff that may be important, but I'm given an option of saying I don't want to do this right now.
Yeah.
And the character's like, no, you really want to do this. I promise. Mm-hmm. You, like this matters. please help me with these baskets.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, I really don't. I really don't. Okay, well, here's the mission. In case you want to look at it later, when you're out there, just come back when you're free.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, I won't. I won't.
No, thank you.
So those are the types of conversations I'm having with this game. This constant, hey, this really matters. I promise you this matters. I don't. Please let me go. Speaking of let me free, I was stuck in the launch pad.
Mm-hmm.
Because the prompt to exit wasn't activating.
Yeah.
I was playing with three other people, two of which was at the same progression as me.
Yeah.
Also had that problem.
Were they in the same launch pad as you?
No.
Okay.
I was there by myself.
No.
Suffering alone.
I wasn't suffering alone. I was suffering with another group of people that I never met because it was funny. Everyone was going to the door and trying to do what I was doing to get out. They were boosting in the air to activate. They know freedom was in that direction.
Did you attack them?
No.
You know that was like a battle royale thing, right? There's only one person that can escape.
Get out.
To kill them.
Yeah, I bet. I'm sure some sacred DLC was released in the last 24 hours to let you free from the launch pad. So what we had to do was MacGyver my way out of here. I'm like, yo, you guys have got to ready up because I am stuck in this place. I am getting terrified.
Did you have the option to hold triangle to go into expedition?
The expedition door activated behind me. Like, oh, this is new.
No, you could hold triangle just to go.
Yes.
And you skip the whole like going to doors. Yeah.
So I had to go into free play to get back into Fort Tars.
Mm-hmm.
That's two loading screens. I thought a patch was released to make the loading screens shorter.
Yes.
There's still.
They are significantly shorter from the beta.
Yeah, they're significantly short, but still going through multiple ones.
One would hope.
Going through multiple ones within a certain period of time makes it feel longer.
Yes.
Yeah, man. Enemies don't know what they're doing. I'm confused all the time. What's going on and what my goals are. So I don't want to ever berate a game I pay $60 for just to do it.
I do it all the time.
This is my money.
Yeah.
Going into this is my time.
Yeah.
I can't return this because I don't buy physical copies anymore.
Yeah.
So, I mean, wow. This is at this point of this console, a lot of these glitches for me are unexcusable. I feel like I'm a QA texter. Like, I feel like I'm doing QA for this game. The amount I've had weird resets that put me in the title screen after going into a mission.
Yeah.
That happened to my friend once.
How many hours of play would you say you've put in?
I put in about 5 hours last evening.
Yeah.
Last evening. And I told my friends, like, I got to take a break.
And then, like, what level are you?
I don't know which number to look at. Because there's a power number of like it's like
well okay how many javelins do you have?
I have two.
You have
I have
two.
I have the Ranger and so the Interceptor.
Probably eight.
Yeah, well eight, yeah, yeah. My friend said once he got to level eight he's able to pick a new javelin.
Yeah, yeah.
The last point in terms of this game's wonderful UI system, I'm being condescending, put the largest quotations you can ever put. ever in terms of UI.
Yes.
Mm. The game would say, hey, you picked up something for your codex. Please check it out. Please do not check out your codex while you're flying because you will keep on going in that direction until you hit something.
It's a games of service, meaning you can't pause the game.
I know I can't pause. I was looking at it and then next thing you know, my controller vibrated. I was like, am I in combat right now? Like, no, I'm tumbling down the side of a cliff. Man,
Jordan goes back to the game. He's underwater.
Yeah. So
what happened?
Okay.
I don't know.
It's, okay. Yeah, so
that's all
I will quickly do my pros and cons. Mm-hmm. I will start with the cons just because we're in that mind frame. So my cons are, I'm loving this, by the way. I'm absolutely loving this. I feel like, just to go along with what you're saying real quick, the UI is a problem. It is a mess. They need a UI UX designer on staff.
Yeah.
And they were
like, hey, here's what Excel spreadsheet looks like translated to
exactly.
the start or the touchpad. Pick one.
Yeah. Yeah. Like I don't like how the option and touchpad buttons should be, I think they should be switched. Mm. The option should take you to wherever you need to go, like to go to setting.
Yes, or quit.
But, yeah, right, right.
I'm not trying to say that.
Like, spite, quit, sell game.
That's where quit is.
Go back to Apex Legends.
Please.
But like, I feel like those two buttons, for one, need to be switched. Uh-huh. Because they do whatever. Yeah, that's a thing. I feel like the appearance, and I mentioned this before when I talked about the beta. Mm-hmm. I feel like the appearance is, the customizing the appearance is a problem. I think.
You mean the actual style, the actual colors for your javelin?
Not even that. I'm talking about like, okay, your character has options of two different arms, two different legs, two different chests.
Okay, okay, two different, I got you. Yeah. You
can arms, have. Legs, chest, that's it. Yeah. Yeah. I feel like that.
Sorry.
The fact that there's only two of them is annoying and not what I want. Because
why is there so much space in that screen for
more stuff is going to come? They're making it so it's expandable for the future.
I bet.
So they can add stuff down the line. Games to service, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's annoying. The store also is bare bone. Because this is a game store, stuff's going to be added later on down the line, whatever. That's also annoying.
There are stores in the launch pad that are not in Fort Taurus, right?
Yes and no. Oh,
that
so
is a terrible
this,
answer.
So, okay. I say yes
Where
and no
can I buy stuff?
Because you have to, you're still in the tutorial phase.
I know.
You're still unlocking things.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
the wool is coming over my eyes. It's coming off my eyes or whatever.
So, the last thing that's super annoying to me, and actually, thank you, Jordan, for helping me figure this out. Mm. The motion blur in Fort Tarsus is re-fucking ridiculous.
You can't turn it off?
You can't.
You turn it off, but it's terrible.
Yeah, but
it's
like the... It is.
Hey,
it is.
Is that why they forced you to walk?
No, it's not even. It's not even walking. It's turning the camera.
Yeah, you'll see.
Like, you have to do that E3 like slow pan in order for you not to be affected by the motion blur. Yeah. Like, it's on the level of
the arthritis neck turn.
No, of PSVR like
and
problem.
You're.
It's really bad.
I'm being bombarded with so many different particle effects at one time that I lose where I'm at. And where the enemy is.
Well, you need a chunky boy like the Klaus.
I know. Yeah, like, my interceptor is not for defense. My interceptor is for smacking.
That thing's
going
to get lost in anywhere. Yeah. So, my positives. I absolutely love Owen.
He's a character
in
this game.
He's a character in the game.
Uh-huh.
He's like the first character that you really like talk to.
He's basically Jude Law. Or the guy that played... Iron Man's AI that became Jarvis.
Jarvis?
Yeah, he's basically a Jarvis type character.
Yeah, he is. Yeah, because he's your cipher or whatever. These are words that we'll talk about later on. I don't think you haven't met the freelancer Riath. Or no. Jeez, I can't pronounce her name.
I forgot.
Rice. Yeah. Anyways.
No.
She's awesome. She is fucking great.
Okay.
I absolutely love her. The gameplay loop is awesome. It is very similar to Destiny. And I think they did a good job of taking what works in Destiny and tweaking it for this game.
Right.
And another thing, people who played the beta, you don't have a legendary assault rifle, do you? Okay. So I have a legendary assault rifle.
Okay.
It's from playing the beta.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's partly bugged because it will be there sometimes and it will disappear other times.
That's
kinda
great.
Like your head.
Yeah, huh?
Kind of like your head.
No. I'm talking about like in your inventory. Oh. Like it will for some reason just be unequipped from your like Jack
You're not money. Paying your bills, nigga. They repoed the gun.
So you have to go back to your storage and look at it there, and then it will reappear. Whatever. That's annoying, but these are all bugs that will be fixed down the line.
I know.
Games
I know.
Service.
I it would be great to have them fixed now.
It will be.
I mean, I'm just saying. If I'm paying $60 for this, like
my problem,
the hard resets,
my
the
problem
long,
is
low screens,
everyone is being like very thing about this, like very like aggressive about this game. This is EA's first games of service game,
but not the first game to release.
What
I said is not their first. Like they're a huge company. Like you
yeah,
can't
but
have
this
stuff
this,
happen.
This game probably has the most concurrent usage on it, other than Apex.
Yeah,
that they're having that BioWare has to deal with.
Yeah. For the time being, Anthem is doing good on its first weekend.
Yeah. And
going
the last
forward,
thing,
they have to fix these problems.
The last thing that I like about this game,
I can't recommend
I think
it.
That is absolutely amazing, is the diversity.
Okay.
Yeah. I haven't met a
That's good.
completely white person yet.
Yeah, this game. That's fine.
And I think it's awesome. Like,
they're in the service entrance.
They're all janitors. What? That's weird. But another weird thing is that all the people seem to be like British or something.
Yeah,
I guess it's America.
It's future. It's so far in the future that
the empire, you know, takes over again.
Right,
essentially. Right, yeah.
We're brown and British.
Yeah, but right now I'm absolutely loving it. I'm about 10-ish hours in. I'm level 11.
Which
my
is crazy.
Power is like 78.
That's crazy.
Rocking a Colossus.
I think you leveled up like before we got on the podcast.
Yes, I did.
Yeah.
I did. If you want some real diversity, play Apex Legends.
With the eight characters?
Yeah. Eight diverse characters.
Nine come March 1st.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, actually, six because you can't, you have to buy the.
Oh, yeah, I know, but I don't use them. So.
Anyways,
moving on to gaming news.
Yeah.
But before that, we're going to have a word from our sponsors. Apex Legends, apparently, because that's all Jordan talks about.
One of the games of the year.
Tetris 99.
2019.
Hey, everyone. Have you been enjoying this episode so far? Would you like to make sure you keep getting the best laughs, latest news, and most fire takes? Then we're going to need your help. If you haven't already, please subscribe to our show. And if you have, tell three people about the podcast. Could be strangers, could be friends, could be loved ones, hated ones. Who cares? Every little bit helps. After you've done that, please follow us on Facebook at Press X, number 2, start, at Instagram at Press X, number 2, start, and Twitter, Press X, number 2, S. And now, on our YouTube page at Press X to start TV. If you've done all these things, well done. You're a real one.
And we're back. So, DJ, first bit of news.
Hey.
More Anthem bullshit.
Oh, yeah. It is more Anthem BS. You are correct. Because, oh, is
welcome
it there?
Welcome to Anthem's Fort Press X to start Central. I don't know. Whatever. Anyway.
Also, a rocky start.
Yes.
Falling forward, many would say.
With Xbox. So.
And PlayStation.
Xbox's VP criticizes reviewers for Anthem's complaints. This is coming from Screen Rant.
Mm-hmm.
So. Basically, the reviews for Anthem came out, and you know, the internet's being the internet, they all dogpile on Anthem.
Right.
And Vice President of Xbox, Mike Yarbrough? I'm probably destroying his name, but you know, whatever. Mike Yarbrough?
Yarbrough.
There you go. Mike Yarbrough took on Twitter today to complain
about... It's Yarbrough.
to complain about the way reviewers have criticized Anthem ahead of the game's full launch on February 22nd.
Mm-hmm. Which he shouldn't have done. Reviewers have every right to protect consumers.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I think I'm going to read off what he said on Twitter. I think he went a little too far into it. And of course, people are going to fry him over it. So this is what he said on Twitter. In relation to the grind in Anthem, Yarbrough had said that this is actually very easy to do. Amazed at the whining, one reviewer, not the below, reviewed the game yet in the review cited that he didn't know how to do a combo. Embarrassing to review with such lack of knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
So,
the tutorial.
I that's a comment that you kind of keep to yourself.
Yeah.
You don't post it in a public forum.
Right.
Especially being the VP of Xbox.
And people are speculating that Xbox is protecting this game. As an Xbox owner, I wouldn't have associated with this game in Xbox until I saw the first TV spot.
Yeah, so, and that's actually another weird thing, too, is the fact that there's rumors that Xbox, like, this is one of the games that Xbox has, like, exclusive like marketing rights or something.
I had no idea.
They're invested in this game succeeding, but that's just not, it's not what you do.
No. Mm-hmm.
Anyways, it just became a mess. Like, people went back and forth with him, and it just, it did what everything does on the internet. It just exploded.
Oh, yeah. I mean, like, just, having a producer criticize a critic for doing their job and informing consumers of their purchases.
Right.
That's something you don't do. It makes you look
and that's not
very
to say
smug.
That they're aren't bad reviewers out there, because there are plenty of them, but still, like, you're criticizing the man for doing his job.
This exactly. game has been a mess in regards to reviewing culture and like this new gamer conversation, which we'll talk about in a second. The game, what are they called?
Games for service?
No, the gaming, like not the influencers, but game changers, right?
Yeah. Oh, like influence. Okay, yeah. I mean, I would just say real quick, I think that, you know what, fuck it, whatever. Yeah, what's next?
Up next is more just as relevant take on Anthem's reviewing cycle.
Yep.
This one reviewer said that his video was taken down by way of copyright strike, I believe.
And we're getting this from Variety.
From Variety, yeah.
Yeah.
So he's basically saying that EA has blacklisted him for giving their game a bad review. Yeah. EA's like, no, he didn't. You actually broke the rules. And people are like, all right, what are the rules? No, we don't know. Like, seriously, like there is not a clear reason given by EA in terms of why he was blacklisted and you know, forced to delete. And I think he was allowed to re-upload it, but
yeah, he did, but he didn't change his opinion on the review.
Yeah, of course. And he shouldn't have. Hey, that would have made my review worse, you know. But yeah, it is a conversation about the game changers and what type of hidden language is in these agreements,
right?
And if there's some things within these agreements that aren't being spoken on, you know, like, is it behoove you to say something negative about a company that's giving you a game early to review so you can be one of the first within the first 12 hours of its release after the embargo, you know, gets lifted to put your content up? So this Anthem is exposing a lot about review culture in my way.
I think the weird part about this is that all the reviews that we have thus far are coming from the PC build.
Right.
This isn't the console build. And most people who are playing the game, they're not playing on PC.
Right.
They're playing on console. And if you know anything about game dev, like the PC build and console build are generally different builds.
Right. Mm-hmm.
They have different builds, they have different bugs.
Well, then I am, and some people when playing on PlayStation 4 have been going through significant bugs even after the 12 gigabyte patch.
Right.
The day one patch, which left a loading bar on my screen.
There's also a day two patch.
I bet.
Yeah.
And one last thing. Nobody, and this is a quote from EA, nobody has been blacklisted by EA. Our team in Australia asked the video to be taken down because some of the conditions on disclosure on sponsored content were not met. Nothing to do with the content of the video. That sounds frivolous. That's it.
All right.
So moving away from Anthem and on to our resident Nintendo guy,
Jordan.
I own a 64.
You know who you are.
I'll play some Mario Kart. I am not
the Nintendo guy.
Okay. So however, tell us Nintendo news.
However, my body is ready. Reggie Fils-Aimé is retiring after 15 years of being the Nintendo of America president and COO.
Pour one out for him.
Yeah.
A giant.
Pour
he's,
out a
he's basically
potion.
Going out when Nintendo is on top.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And Bowser's second child,
Douglas.
Douglas Bowser.
Is he from EA? Right?
Doug Bowser?
Yeah, that's what I read.
Wait. We should make it known that our Douglas is not becoming the new president of Nintendo. It is a different Doug that we do not know or really care about.
Well, he's been with Nintendo for the past like couple of years because he's been training under Reggie for a while.
That's good.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's interesting.
So
he was training up his hair.
The young Bowser finally gets born.
Like, you know, shadow boxing on the side of a cliff.
But hopefully he has personality like Reggie did.
Oh yeah,
he did.
Because we lost Satoru.
He won't have Reggie's personality, but he'll hopefully have something to match.
Yeah, like you're not gonna have moments.
You can't replicate Reggie.
He stepped onto the scene saying we're here to take names and kick ass. Like,
did he say ass?
Yeah,
this people were surprised.
Was this before the Wii came out?
This was back in 2003 when he first joined. It was literally the first statement he made.
Yep. I'm gonna miss Reggie in his big ass suits.
That man is tall.
His NBA draft suits.
His Charles Barkley suits.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, yeah. God.
If you watch any E3 press conference, he was an opposing force. And yeah.
Yeah, so real quick, IGN had put together the top 8 best moments from Reggie.
Yeah.
And, like, they're pretty good. If you want to, like, look at them all in depth, mm-hmm. you can definitely check that out. But, like, I think Sean had mentioned earlier, like, one of the best memes that he came up with, my body's ready.
Yep. And the face that came along with yeah. that comment.
Oh, handing out my problem.
Yes, yes, yeah.
But it's wild to think, like, you can't write a better headline than Bowser is taking over Nintendo.
Yep, yeah. That is so awesome.
That is insane.
And his first picture he posted to Twitter, I think, was with Mario and Luigi tied up on a shelf.
He's about to tank Nintendo right? on Spite.
On Spite or Spikes?
Yeah.
Whatever. DJ, what about this rumor?
So talking about Nintendo and Xbox, looks like they are going to...
Cross-pollinating?
They're going to get in the bed together.
Well, explain what it's called. It's called an OS system. Like they're trying to make Game Pass.
And warm.
Like on all
using
devices.
The same pillow.
DJ, but where are you going with this?
If PlayStation doesn't want in on some Sunset Overdrive, then okay.
It's all consensual.
We'll be
everybody.
Fine.
I know you're going to be all
right. All right. So the rumor is that Game Pass is going to become or is going to be coming on Switch.
Uh-huh. Phrasing?
Yeah.
Did you hear what you just said?
Yeah, I did.
Okay.
I said what I said.
It's, yeah, all
it's gonna be. It's gonna be. Hey, on, it's hey, gonna be out on hey, Switch. Keep hey. Going.
Sexy bad choices.
It's gonna be out on Switch.
So yeah, basically the rumor is that Game Pass is gonna be happening on Switch, and a lot of people are speculating in terms of, okay, what does that mean? Mm-hmm. How will both companies benefit from this?
Right.
Mm-hmm. I mean, like, Switch is going to get into more people's hands.
Mm-hmm. Triple A games, quote unquote.
Yeah, triple A games. Portable. Will be able to stream onto Switch.
Yeah.
Which is good. I mean, you might need the Ethernet adapter because internet on right. wireless, not good until 5G, whenever that happens.
I mean, I'd imagine most households connect their internet by way of Ethernet.
No, by way of Wi-Fi.
Most households, I mean, well, yeah, within the household Wi-Fi, yeah, yeah. but it turns your router is connected.
Yeah,
by
yeah, your router
cable.
Is Ethernet, right?
So what
yeah.
are you talking about? What were you talking?
I literally
talking about
just
lag,
went,
boy.
I'm like the house is connected to files by Wi-Fi. What?
No, what?
Exactly.
Whatever, guys. I want this to happen just to play Cuphead.
Yeah right.
I wasn't gonna buy Xbox just to play Cuphead, and
that wouldn't make
overdrive.
Sense.
Yeah. We said that would make sense.
I said that wouldn't make sense for just Cuphead? No.
Xbox has two games.
Yeah, games.
Currently.
Got one of them is not
Halo.
Doing so good, everybody.
Got Forza.
Oh, poor Sea of Thieves, by the way.
I forgot about Sea of Thieves.
Wait, what's your two games?
Sea of Thieves had
Forza and Crackdown.
Yeah, and Halo. Oh,
Halo and Gears. Gears. New Gears coming out yeah. this year.
Oh, my God.
Oh. Yeah.
Sea of Thieves is a pirate... persistent online world game on Xbox, and it just started to have an uptick in streams on Twitch, and then here comes Apex Legends.
Yeah.
Right, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Poor That's Sea unfortunate. Yeah, that is so unfortunate.
All right.
So what else is unfortunate, Marcus?
So, Epic Games is having a weird period of time right now. in the midst of getting sued out the ass by everyone and their mother, quite literally.
Mm.
They are doing some suing of their own.
It's our turn.
So there was a dumpster fire of a show called Fortnite Live.
Okay.
Which...
Wait, was it as bad as the Pokemon Go festival in Chicago?
About
Remember that.
Remember that? Yeah. Yeah, it's up there with like...
Who sanctions these?
Oh, no.
I don't know.
Well, it wasn't, actually.
But it's up there with DashCon... Fire Festival.
Ooh.
Like, basically...
Fire, wow.
Pause. It's like, up there with DashCon?
Yes.
I mean, Good Fire Festival people God. Are, like, actually in danger. High surf.
Hey, did you not see the pictures from DashCon?
No. I'll check them out later.
Yeah, there was a ball pit that was a community-used ball pit.
Yep.
I thought that was the Pokemon Go.
Nah, that's DashCon.
Oh, okay.
That shit was
What's
gross.
Up with these festivals and ball pits?
I don't know. But... basically, like, they drew almost 3,000 people to a showground in England and then proceeded to disappoint
them. Slaughter.
And then proceeded to disappoint them.
Okay.
So basically, The show cost the parents
$15 to $25
in American, $12 to $20 in pounds.
Yeah.
And so they offered lame diversions and a bank of PCs and charged people for a game of otherwise free to play Fortnite.
That is awesome.
Wait,
that is scheming to the next level.
But who bought the PCs though? So I mean, those cost money.
Maybe taken from a library.
Here's the thing though, he gave anybody who complained a refund. If everybody complained,
right,
you might as well have just thrown it off for free to begin
that's
with.
That's
true. And just sold like, well, I guess you can't sell drinks if it's for kids.
And it's basically trading entirely on the Fortnite brand, where I had absolutely zero permission to use it.
Yeah.
And so Epic was like, the quality of our player experience is incredibly important to us, whether it's inside the game or at official public events like last year's Fortnite Pro-Am. So they are coming for that ass. Right?
So how much is Fortnite, how much is Epic Games going to sue them for?
That number has not been disclosed that I know of yet.
I imagine it's a cease and desist, like, don't ever do this again.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But,
or
yeah.
We'll stab you.
But knowing Epic Games, it might sue them for a solid amount of money.
Yeah.
Especially because they might have some fees to pay out.
They should sue them for V-Bucks.
Oh, wow. That'd be...
They have to go into the game.
I haven't heard that term in such a long time. V-Buck.
That'd be some supreme pettiness.
Right.
And I'd be all here for it.
Remember you used to get V-Bucks by playing single player in Fortnite? Not anymore, I don't think.
I couldn't even tell you.
Pepperidge Farm remembers.
Fortnite is not on my console anymore.
I know. It's just
gone.
Yeah.
So, Jordan.
Yes.
Take us home.
Well, I'm going to take us home on an interesting note in regards to video game production and labor. America's biggest labor federation asked video game developers to unionize. And if you don't remember last year, we had a more poignant conversation on video game development
and
the conditions that many of these workers would have to go through at various points of its development. And they're saying video games are making so much money that it just doesn't make sense to not allow workers to unionize and ensure that they are not being abused by lead designers, studio heads to make quotas that are detrimental to their physical and mental health.
Right.
What this would look like is, I'd imagine, going to be different. I'm seeing the AFL-CIO, which is a relatively large union organization throughout the United States, might be taking the reins on helping video game developers unionize.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a long time coming. Video games are not new. Video games have been around for 4 decades now. We can honestly say that, seeing about to rush into 2020 next year.
Yeah.
And video games would have to, you know, at least in terms of the, I don't say people taking it serious, but addressing these serious issues in terms of how workers are treated.
And I mean,
but we are dealing with very cynical organizations, is the best way to put it. We are dealing with large publishers that, I'm not going to say continuously demonstrate, they only see a spreadsheet, but in reality, they kind of only see a spreadsheet.
Right, yeah, yeah. And they base off of numbers.
It's going to be an uphill battle for these men and women being able, solely in the context of the United States. There are so many moving parts to organize labor that's not just on the federal level.
Right.
Because it's also on a state level, too.
Mm-hmm.
And video game companies are located all across the United States. And they're made in different parts of the world, even.
Yeah. Yep.
A lot of outsourcing.
So,
yeah.
It's like...
If they unionize here, they might just move all the damn studios out.
Well, yeah, like as a possibility. I mean, DJ is the most attuned to understanding gaming development. I've heard you in the past say that the character design portion is something that's easier to be exported to someone.
Yeah, I mean, that's, you can get a freelancer to create a character model for you, and
right,
you can rig it in studio. Or you can outsource the rigging too.
Right.
A lot of the stuff could be outsourced.
Right.
So I think this is good for the industry. I just don't know how it's going to, like, what's going to be the counter move for the publishers and developers.
Well, yeah, and that is always the conversation with
China.
We are dealing with a wave of mass layoffs.
Yeah.
With this not being a variable.
Right.
Yeah.
So it's like, what is going to go, like what is the video game industry going to look like in 2 years?
I mean, we've sort of on and off had that conversation over the last few months with, you know, China getting a bigger foothold and then certain aspects of things going more global. Yeah. Like by the next console generation, it could look very different than it's ever looked before.
Right. Yep.
English subtitles.
Well, like I think the last part of it, I don't know if the tech industry is that susceptible to automation, but
you know. No, it is. Okay. It very much so is. Yeah. So I mean, like, when it comes to the creative portion,
mm-hmm.
yeah, that always needs to be done by a person's hand. But like
a programming lot of the, certain like parameters within the gameplay and physics.
Yeah, like so, that stuff can be automized.
So you think eventually like
robots
will be we'll have like a small team of like human creators and then just
that
like
would cut costs in terms of social security.
I don't know if we'll ever get to that point. I'm thinking more so having more efficient tools that people can use, but I don't think we'll ever get to the point where it is like you press button for game.
No. Game gets but yeah, I mean like
the robots came and took my job.
Right? To Marcus's point, I mean, yeah, that's cutting down operating costs,
right,
which is a large part of this video game development. Not so much the tools, not so much the shipping and packaging. It is the operating, which is salary, which is, you know, paid time, health insurance.
And I mean, games, as we've said many times by now, are only getting bigger and
they
more
are.
Involved.
Yeah,
so, they are.
Huge. I think we're going to hit a bubble soon.
Yes.
Yeah. And I think we're going to hit a bubble and it's going to be a point where, okay, we can't make games this big anymore unless you guys want to pay $100 a pop. Mm-hmm. For each game.
Yeah, no.
And the industry's going to be like,
price should have actually risen.
That. We ain't paying no $100 for a game.
I was thinking to myself last night, like while I was going between three different games, I'm like, is this a golden era or is this saturation?
Yeah.
Like, are we in a golden era games or is this like, is this too much? Is this too much content and everyone's trying to beat the used to be 72-hour news cycle, now 24-hour, now 12-hour, if your game is hot.
Yeah.
Or not.
I mean, I think that's the case in the entertainment industry, period.
Yeah.
Right.
Because the same bubble is happening with television.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Too much stuff. I can't watch all my shows.
Exactly.
I can't play all my video games. I'm tired.
You mean to tell me I got to play this video game, then watch this show, then see this movie at the end of the week?
Man. Like, talk about it at the water cooler.
Just to be cool?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I think that sums it up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, sums it up.
Yeah. So basically, you should get Anthem because Anthem's a great game. And there's no problems with it at all,
if
right?
If you're totally fine with, you know, being kicked to the title screen and dealing with outrageous bugs, audio blood bugs.
Audio blood.
Yeah, I thought we came to an agreement, Jordan, that Anthem's a perfect game. There's nothing
wrong with
it.
It's not a perfect game. It's a game that makes me fearful of the future of video game making.
Well, this has been another episode of Well, this has been another episode of Press Start Podcast. We hope you enjoyed this episode.
We almost fought today.
You can catch the fight on our
Press Start World Star.
Right. Don't forget to subscribe.
Yes.
Do it. Because we need your help making this game.
Keeping
making,
us off the street.
This game.
Jesus.
Keeping us underprivileged minority youths off the street.
Yes. And from selling drugs.
Ah, well.
Like Chick-fil-A.
I'm still sell drugs.
No.
I'm still move that weight.
Positivity, inclusivity.
Now you have problems saying the
positivity,
word.
You were
positivity,
so close.
Inclusivity.
There you go.
Too many promoting syllables
that
for you.
Is why you should subscribe to this podcast.
Yeah. And the more subscribers we get, the better Jordan gets at that sentence.
Yes, exactly.
Don't forget to rate and review us on your favorite podcasting app. Every little bit helps. If you missed any of this, you can find all the details and more on our website at pressx2start.com. Until next time, my lips are dry.
Help this nigga DJ get some chapstick.
Subscribe.
Uno out.
Thank you.